The rate of return on a stock is related to the change in price by a mathematical operation known as a logarithm. For this reason, if rates of return are normally distributed, the probability distribution of stock prices should be given by something known as a log normal distribution. See Figure 2 on your PDF companion for what this looks like. The log normal distribution was the funny-looking hump with the tail that Osborne found when he plotted actual stock prices. The upshot of this analysis was that it's the rate of return that undergoes a random walk, and not the price. This observation corrects an immediate, damning problem with Bachelier's model. If stock prices are normally distributed, with the width of the distribution determined by time, then Bachelier's model predicts that after a sufficiently long period of time, there would always be a chance that any given stock's price would become negative. But this is impossible. A stockholder cannot lose more than he or she initially invested. Osborne's model doesn't have this problem. No matter how negative the rate of return on a stock becomes, the price itself never becomes negative. It just gets closer and closer to zero. Osborne had another reason for believing that the rate of return, not the price itself, should undergo a random walk. He argued that investors don't really care about the absolute movement of stocks. Instead, they care about the percentage change. Imagine that you have a stock that is worth $10 and it goes up by $1. You've just made 10%. Now imagine the stock is worth $100. If it goes up by $1, you're happy, but not as happy, since you've made only 1%, even though you've made a dollar in both cases. If the stock starts at $100, it has to go all the way up to $110 for an investor to be as pleased, as if the $10 stock went up to $11. And logarithms respect this relativized valuation. They have the nice property that the difference between log 10 and log 11 is equal to the difference between log 100 and log 110. In other words, the rate of return is the same for a stock that begins at $10 and goes up to $11 as for a stock that begins at $100.